What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good night, fun night. Seeing the guys compete, seeing the guys fight, make some plays. A lot of young guys played well. We can talk about all those guys. Fourth down stop at the end. That was awesome and fun to watch and really proud of the guys. BK is going to be out for the season, it looks like. He has some torn ligament in his knee, unfortunately, so I'll just tell you that right now. Other than that, I think we're in pretty good shape with injuries. We had a couple things, but we should be okay with. And this guy right here, man, made a bunch of plays for us and got after it. And we had big kick returns, and we had our defensive ends coming off the edge. We got some sacks and got some TFLs. So a lot of good things to look at and a lot of things to work on.
John Harbaugh, after the Ravens' 24-16 win over the Colts Thursday night, the preseason opener, and obviously the bummer of it all is Bill Alcone out for the year with just a gruesome knee injury in the end zone. But as Harb said, they got their work in. They won a game, and you know that's important to Harbs. They had that streak going for a long time. So just, I guess your reaction, you've had a little time to let it simmer. Reaction to preseason game number one as they get ready for the Cowboys later this week.
Well, I mean, look, you watch a young man's career get derailed like that, and to see the leg literally bent the wrong way. I mean, I don't want to minimize that. That sucks.
And let me just say, he was well ahead of that. They have 2 6 round corners. He was well ahead of Longerbeam.
And like, Longerbeam some for the year,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Which was Harb's answer on that. Yeah, it was weird. A little bizarre, but alas.
So I don't want to gloss over that. That stinks. And that is, we talked about it. That's the time of year that we're in. They are playing a high stakes collision, violent sport where the attrition is now kicked into overdrive. We're playing the war for healthy bodies. It's already started. I shouldn't say war, but battle, whatever. Outside of that, I thought it was a resoundingly positive night for them. Getting to watch it from the club level, right at the 50-yard line, had a great vantage point.
Humble brag.
Well, I was from the tickets from
Wyman Industries.
Odyssey.
Oh,
Odyssey.
Wyman Industries has field seats.
Yeah. Yeah, Wyman Industries was in the huddle. Look, I really liked what I saw of a lot of their youngsters. I don't think the stat sheet told the story on Mike Green and how he was getting low and how explosive he was and how menacing he was and what that was opening up for Ajabo and other people.
Can I stop you on that? Because we've talked a lot about Owe and his lack of bend, and you've talked about it. And for people that may not understand what you're saying, because now I'm sure everybody by now has seen that picture of Mike Green where his foot is planted and he's almost looks like he's in the Matrix. Like,
unbelievable.
Those are things you can't teach.
No, he bends the edge in a way that not a lot of people can, and he does it with explosion. He was like that. The Colts were not enjoying whether he's on the left side or the right side. whichever tackle he went against, was a problem. The depth in the secondary and seeing Malachi Stark start to do his thing. And then there's the overall special teams acumen. And as amazing as the house call was, I got to tell you, some of the things that that kid did in a phone booth on the first punt return,
yes.
I almost thought it was, like, to me, honestly, watching it in real time, there were things about the first one, because it was so poorly blocked, because it seemed to have caught four different people by surprise, where he fielded the ball, and then his ability to actually not just... You know, not just fair catch it, but turn it into something. Like, he surprised his own blockers. Like, there was a lot going on there that was so miles apart from anything we've seen out of that specialty in a long time.
I talked about that on Friday, too. The first return, he ran into two of his own teammates and still got, what, 15 or 20 yards, and obviously the 87-yarder. But him getting a couple grabs, too. He had the 30-yard catch as well. A lot of positives, and then one guy that was on both of our six packs last week, Jason, that we were looking forward to, Keaton Mitchell. He looks a lot closer to that 2023.
He does,
version, man.
But there's, and I don't want to give away too much of my six pack, and he's going to be in my six pack, but it's the whole Keaton Mitchell experience to where he does that. You're never sure how he's coming out of it. Right, and then he's missing practice.
Yeah, he's got, my understanding, he's got a mild groin kind of situation. Yeah, which with groins, is it really?
There's no such thing as a mild groin. Yeah. I've got news for you. So, like, it's that whole thing. It's that he comes out of nowhere because we haven't been able to see him like that, right? That's the first time he's really himself post-surgery. But then you're always wondering, okay, well, that was a decent little workload. Oh, wow, and I loved him on special teams, too. I wonder, you know what I mean? I hope he's practicing Monday. He's not practicing Monday.
And I think something, another subplot from that game, I think we're going to see a lot more kickoffs this year. I really do. Mm. And I know part of that was because of the preseason. Hey, you're telling those kickers, hey, we want to see our coverage. The fact that the touchback is at the 35 this year, I think the kick return is going to be a bigger deal than people realize. And that's why Keaton Mitchell, heck, even Rasheen Ali had some nice returns after.
What'd you guys think of Looper?
Look, I'd rather it go that way. Miss the shorter one and then respond by hitting the longer one. Like, if you were going to say, okay, concoct a script where something goes wrong and then, you know, I'd rather him end atoning for it. He pulled the first one pretty bad.
Yeah, I think his plant foot, I guess, he didn't hit, he didn't land right. Harbaugh said after the game he stubbed his toe. But yeah, he drilled the longer one.
Oh, it's right down the middle.
Yeah.
And way up the net. The leg is not an issue with Big Looper at all, man. But like you said, Jason, the fact that he responded with that, because let's be honest, if he missed that 52-yarder, then it's a talking point again.
That's
like, oh my gosh, he's 0-for-2. Is the moment too big? But that was huge that he nailed that.
Yeah, I mean, again, he's not going to be perfect. He's going to miss kicks between 40 and 50 yards. He'll probably miss a few. He's going to miss some extra points. But yeah, does it become a problem? Does it get in his head? And so to see him go and pretty much just drive, nail the 50-plus yarder was huge. So, yeah, I think they have to feel really good overall about what they were able to do. Now, look, offensively, outside of like some draw plays and some inside runs, it wasn't a whole lot of there.
If you're a wide receiver and you're trying to put stuff on film, you had zero opportunities in that game because especially once Leary came in, like, he's not getting you the ball. No. It's just not happening.
Yeah, so like that's not ideal. There's some things with the offensive line that were not ideal.
Yeah,
especially in sort of pass pro. And I talked a lot about Cooper Kupp because I thought it would be like, I kept telling you guys Cooper Rush. I'm sorry, it's going to be ugly. Like, there's going to be get it out of your system now. But like, I kind of not surprised his first pass was picked off. Like, you could just see it coming from the adjustments he was going to have to make. So even, you know, that part of it didn't surprise me at all. We'll see more of him in this next game, I think, and he'll be better. Oh, yeah, and it's against, you know, a Cowboys team that he's very familiar with. But, yeah, once he leaves the football field, it's pretty like,
– Devin Leary's not an NFL quarterback.
You're not anything offensively outside of, okay, what can Ali do to beat a tackler in the backfield and make something out of nothing? Like, I don't think they're going to have – much of a second half passing game in these preseason contests.
We have a huge Monday show. We will look at this Ravens team. They were back on the practice field Saturday and Sunday. They're back on the field today. Still no Kyle Hamilton on the field, as he's missing time with what is being described as a bit of a groin injury himself. But we will update you on what's going on out of training camp. Guest-wise, we'll talk to Andy Koska, covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner, get his thoughts on, hey, raising ticket prices. That's fun. Orioles lose 2 of 3 to the A's. And, hey, Dylan Beaver is now a top 100 prospect, according to Baseball America. So step one.
See, you don't think the most cynical front office in baseball was waiting for that? Like, I told you they've been waiting for that? Dude.
Step one of a three-step process.
Such frauds. Yeah. Such frauds. Epic frauds.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Banner. We'll get his thoughts on what he saw on Thursday and what he's seeing out at One Winning Drive. And our own Cordell Woodland, he's out at One Winning Drive all the time. We'll talk Ravens some O's with him at 5:30.
Got to be honest with you guys. Not mad at the fact that the Orioles don't play tonight.
Yeah.
I get out of here, walk the dogs, go over to Loyola, catch a bullpen from Mateo.
Nice.
Not worry about looking at my phone. I need a break from those bozos right now.
Break from the bozos. They are off today. Back in action tomorrow. Start a 3-game series against the Mariners. But coming up next week, stick with the Ravens. And we alluded to it in the open. Ravens special teams. What did we see? What did we like from special teams against the Colts? We'll tell you next here on the...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I thought Tyler did a nice job. You know, he stubbed his toe on the ground a little bit in that one and it made the ball move a little bit left. Perfect other than that. But to see him bounce back on the next kick, especially after getting kind of pushed back into the longer field goal, I thought was really a big step up for him. Obviously, what LeJounte did was awesome. And just to be aggressive, the first punt was a short punt, a tough catch. You know, he ran up there and made it, then he gets yards. And every time he had guys buzzing around him, I thought the blocking was good too, but he made guys miss and got big yards, got touchdown, obviously. He's massive. And then Anthony went in there and did a really good job too. Had the pooch punts, backed up punts that were kind of moving out there, and he fielded those, which are not easy catches. So it was good to see both those guys do well.
John Harbaugh after the game Thursday night talking about some of his special teams performers. And let's face it, for the most part, all in all, a very good night for Ravens special teams.
Huge. And it wasn't even just the individuals who stood out and had moments of brilliance, but I thought the groups overall, the energy with which they played, there seemed to be a connectiveness and understanding. And look, when you have individuals, particularly a punt returner who can run into his own people, get caught in a scramble drill, be stuck in a phone booth and break free, and, you know, switch from Jimmy Olsen clothes to Superman clothes while he's leaving the phone booth, that's gonna help. But I don't think it was just
it's Clark
about
Kent,
that.
Superman.
Yeah,
Clark Jimmy Kent. Olsen was the other
was
reporter.
The other guy with the Daily Bugle.
Yeah.
So it was really impressive. I thought the units overall played with a sort of intensity, ferocity, and again, like connectiveness that frankly I think's been lacking for a while. Now, I don't want to go overboard because some of those dudes aren't going to make this team and other ones are going to be on the practice squad and some of them are just going to be on the bench and some of them will be on one special teams unit, but not all of them. So I don't want to get carried away, but I think we need to acknowledge that that looked and felt different than 2024 Ravens special teams.
That's exactly it. You don't want to get carried away, but it was such an uncharacteristically poor year across the board for Ravens special teams. It wasn't just Justin Tucker having the worst year of his career. The coverage unit stinks. They got nothing from their punt returner. And John Harbaugh, when he was meeting with the media last week, he was bringing up a story when he was with the Eagles. Like, You got to be a punt catcher before you're a punt returner. They didn't even have a punt catcher last year, where guys just not fielding it when they should have, fielding it when they shouldn't have. And Wester, and John brought up that first return where he got 17 yards, that ability to make something out of nothing, where it looked like he was going to lose yardage on the punt returner, ended up getting 17. They just didn't have any type of dynamic like that out of their punt returner last year, a guy with some upside, a guy with a little bit of juice.
So let me ask you a question. You might think I'm crazy, but based on what we saw Thursday night and how bad punt returns were a year ago, are you bubble wrapping Wester? Like, do you say, okay, we know he can do the job. I don't want him getting hurt in a fake football game. We're not putting you out on punt returns the rest of this preseason.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm
asking the question, because that's where guys get hurt, special teams.
Yeah, I
the Keaton Mitchell conversation maybe, but
I don't think Keaton Mitchell's playing another snap in the preseason.
No, I think I want to have him build off that, and I want him to look. It's this is different than anything he's seen in college, and I want him to get used to these stadiums, these environments. Bigger, stronger, faster guys chasing him down. So no, I'm not like, does he need to play in the third one? I don't know, but I think I'm giving him a healthy workload Saturday night.
I am as well. And if you want to get a little cute in the third one and just say, hey, fair catch every single punt you get. Okay. Maybe you do that, but he's a rookie, a sixth-round guy.
Just saying, we know how bad it was here.
Sure, I'm with you, and there's definitely something to that, but I would like to see him get more reps.
Coverage teams, what did you think of how they did in this game Thursday night?
I was impressed all the way around. I feel like Chris Horton pressed some buttons with these guys and got through to them in a way that I just didn't see represented last year. I mean, even like, I watched a lot of preseason football this weekend.
Yeah.
And we've seen, even when they were winning games, preseason football is preseason football. It can be really rough. And just even the fact that they weren't drawing stupid penalties, which I feel like we saw. I know I can look at my notebooks from last August and be like, dumb special teams penalty, dumb special teams penalty. Like, what was that brain cramp? And that stuff bled into the regular season. And I'm not saying that if you don't do it in August, you absolutely won't do it in September. But I'd rather go in clean. So, no, I was impressed across the board.
Yeah, I was too. And look, now with Longer Beam and Kone being out for the year, those two draft picks probably would have made the roster. You're opening up some spots now on the back end for guys, if they can impress on special teams, maybe you got a shot.
I'm giving away a little of my six pack. Ruben Lowry's making this football team, assuming he doesn't get hurt. But like, that guy has flashed basically every day of practice. They love him, the undrafted kid out of Tennessee, Chattanooga. These two kids getting hurt opens up a spot for Ruben Lowry.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think hopefully that's the back end of the roster.
Yes.
Remains the back end of the roster, because I think it would take some significant attrition to start hearing that name on Sunday.
Sure.
And we,
on special
we
teams, maybe.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. But, I mean, in terms of defending passes in the NFL.
And that was going to be the case for Kone and Longer Beam as
absolutely.
Well. Yeah, I'm just saying from a special teams aspect,
yeah.
Back end of the roster, it opens up spots.
It does. And look, they, especially those kinds of guys, DBs who can help on special teams, who have developmental upside, they seem to be able to find them with some regularity.
Ravens beat the Colts 24-16. They take on the Dallas Cowboys coming up. I think that's Friday night. They take on the Cowboys week two of the preseason. Man, football is closing in on us. It surprises you, Jason. Like, it just comes out of nowhere.
I get it. Maybe you.
Yeah, but like,
I understand how the calendar works.
Yeah,
so it's not, honestly,
every year.
Not much leaps out of the blue and gets me anymore.
Coming up next here on the program, Ravens and between training camp and preseason, six-pack time, Ravens observations. We give you ours.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Next here on The Fan. Six pack time. Six packs brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details and locations. And in light of the fact that we are now a week into the preseason, six pack of Ravens observations thus far. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I caught an audible here, got rid of one. I had seven written down and just, I knew I was going to cross one out. Six is the O-line depth is atrocious. Like, if they have an injury, and with this Emory Jones situation that he still is not on the practice field, they if they get an injury on that O-line, there ain't much behind the starters.
I got that one considerably higher. Six for me, I put it at six because it's not unexpected, because one guy just got here and he's only been in one place. And I told you guys, it's going to be ugly, and I think it'll be better by the third game. And then the other guy, I don't really think he is an NFL quarterback. So backup quarterback play, no bueno, but as expected. One guy, Rush, will get better. The other guy, I think they could do better.
I'm touching on that coming up.
Number five.
Talked about this a little bit in the open, but for me, it's the full Keaton Mitchell experience from watching it pop in front of your eyes and then kind of waiting to see, did he get through it? Like, how does he feel the next day? Is there swelling anywhere? Like, they were so reticent. Remember how we were like, damn, can he touch the ball two or three more times? Like, can we get him a couple more carries? And you know what? They probably knew better. Yeah. Like, they probably, that body type and the way he plays the game, and yes, when he's in the open field sprinting away from people, that's great. But that's not always the way football plays out. And so it was awesome to see him all the way back. But there's also always, for me, that caveat of, let's see what he's like the next 48 hours afterwards. And he's now got a groin something or other.
I hate those groin something or others. My five is your six, and I have a little caveat here. The backup quarterback situation, I agree with you. Cooper Rush will be fine. Devin Leary's not an NFL quarterback, and it would not surprise me at some point if old friend Josh Johnson is not back in this building. You look at what's going on with the Commanders. They have Marcus Mariota and they have Sam Hartman.
Hartman does not look very good.
I just think that Josh Johnson is not. If you want to trade them a conditional seventh and put him on your practice squad because he's happy to stay there because Lamar loves him and he likes it here, I would not shock me if Josh Johnson is back in this building at some point.
Number four,
I kind of gave away last segment. Reuben Lowry's making this football team. Reuben Lowry, Harbaugh even said on Saturday, he goes, I hate to say this because it's almost not fair to him, but he's been surprising. He's an undrafted guy. He makes plays every single day. And with the injuries to Longerbeam and Kone, Reuben Lowry's making this football team.
We are essentially simpatico. I wrote, despite the injuries, there's still intriguing secondary depth. So I think we're basically of the same mind there that they've. And that's not even including the Tampas and these people who we think could look better as we play more of these games. But you hate to see young men's season end before they begin, especially as they're just trying to figure out what the NFL is all about. But I kind of think that they've got some intriguing pieces there still.
Going off what we have so far, I got to go Cam because we've talked a lot.
Offensive line depth. I expected nothing.
You said O-line depth higher for you, and that will factor into my decision.
You won't have to wait too much longer.
O-line depth is a big concern for me.
Six pack of Ravens observations, and Bellway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Here you go, Bone.
Ha!
The O-line depth is beyond shaky, and they're one injury away from perhaps being in a little bit of trouble.
I agree.
My three is that Malachi Starks and Mike Green are absolutely as advertised. Both those guys look the part. Both those guys look like they're going to get considerable playing time and both make impacts for this football team.
Number two.
Number two is I've seen enough. Lejonte Wester's the punt returner, and I kind of made the argument early. I would not put him back on punt returns the rest of this preseason because I don't want to see him get hurt in some freak punt return incident. I based on what I saw a year ago and what I saw in one game, this kid's the punt returner.
My two is his three, and I put it in a different order. I went Mike Green and then Malachi Starks because Mike Green brings a package to their group of edge players that is different than anybody else. And that's not to say that they're sitting there with 20 different options who could play free safety, but like Kyle Hamilton could hold it down. Like there's things they could do. Watching Mike Green and seeing the kind of athlete he is and how pliable he is and the different angles he can take to soften up and exploit tackles, it really leaped out to me, man. And you know Malachi Starks was going to look the part, and he does, but he wasn't out there as much as Green. I just, Mike Green, speed, burst, bend, that's an interesting package to me, man. Like, that's formidable.
Number one
for me is special teams is the story. Improved special teams is the story, from the specialist to, as we were just talking about, the return groups, the coverage units. It seems to me, it's early, but this feels like turning over a new leaf a little bit.
Number one for me is what you was. This was much lower for you, but Keaton Mitchell, the burst is back. Like, I don't know what, and obviously so are the injury concerns, but they're telling us it's minor, so I'll believe them for now. But that burst was not there a year ago. He looks like the freak show we saw in 2023 so far, not only in camp, but in that preseason game.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
The line depth being higher, and also special teams. I mean, that was the biggest thing that stood out.
Special teams was stunk, you know,
was
a year ago.
Horrible last year, and especially the punt return position. To see Wester take one to the house in his second punt return, breath of fresh air.
A lot of fun.
Where do you think Chris Horton had Wester in his worst to first punt return rankings?
Closer to first than worst. I'm willing to say that much.
I want to know who
that
worst.
Was a moment
who
in
was
time.
The worst.
That's I would I love to know how, like the number, like if it's 132, like how many he watched. And then do you remember who was like?
Yeah, who was the worst?
Who was number 97? Do you have any recall? You recall where you stacked number 97 on that list?
Coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. What do you think about what you saw from the Ravens thus far? 410-583-1057. What'd you like? What didn't you like? Do you have any concerns? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next here on The Fan. 410-583-1057, your thoughts on the Ravens thus far. Also, I was remiss to put this in the tease, but I'm curious to hear from Oriole fans, those who might be getting displaced at Camden Yards because of this new ticket package.
Yeah.
How are the people feeling about the Orioles right now? 410-583-1057.
I saw some tweets from people. Looked like more than a 3% rise in their tickets.
Now,
maybe they were misrepresenting things on Twitter. I don't know. But I saw more than one account on Twitter, like, okay, here's my old numbers, here's my new numbers. Didn't look like 3% to me. Oh, yeah, and I'm losing my seats.
Yes, I got to move. Yeah, because those are 81-game packages. 410-583-1057. Kind of tone deaf, I think. Let's go to Larry in Baltimore. Larry, you're on The Fan.
Yeah, I want y'all guys to tell me what is wrong with Filele and Johnson. They've been around here long enough to either get better or the Ravens should just get rid of them.
Well, I think they really want this Filele thing to work out. And I think they also are of a mindset that the guards don't really matter. And I, to a certain degree, I'm kind of with them. I'm not as apoplectic about the offensive line as some other people because this wasn't really the five-man unit. And I think... Look, if you want to put those caliber of interior offensive linemen out there without a Pro Bowl center and without a left tackle who's probably going to go in their Ring of Honor, and, you know what I mean? And then guess what? They're going to be exposed. Like the whole way they built it is we can get by with below replacement level guards if our centers and tackles play at a Pro Bowl or better level. Well, you're not able to see that in the preseason because they're not going to risk Ronnie Stanley or Linderbaum getting hurt.
Yeah, in terms of the starting five, I am more than okay with the starting five offensive line. Are there going to be some poor spots, poor moments for Falele? Absolutely. He was really bad to start last year. Felt like he got a little bit better as the season went on. You hope that he can be good enough at the right guard position because the rest of the group, I think, is pretty good.
There's also another obvious component to this. Lamar Jackson's the elixir for every offense. And we're not going to see him on the football field in the preseason.
And if he's not playing, Ronnie Stanley's not playing.
Yes.
Ronnie Stanley's not playing. Now, why is Linderbaum playing? And so that's what it is. Now, that's not to absolve these guys from poor performances. And some of them, you hope, look better as we get deeper into these preseason games. I'll say this. I would bet a considerable amount of money that they will not make it through this season having to make as few offensive line transactions as they did last year. And so if there is going to be more volume of transaction, then I would say it stands to reason that somebody they bring in from outside this building might have to be better than what's available inside this building right now, if that's making sense. I think more dudes will miss time. They're going to have to shuffle the deck more often. And I think as they shuffle that deck, they're going to find out that some of what's here ain't ready for prime time yet. And we might need to get something. I'm not saying it's a monster trade, but we might need to go get somebody else's guard who's better than what we have here.
And Jason, I don't think that's exclusive to the offensive line. This team more than likely will be more injured team-wide. These past two seasons, they've been really, really healthy. And were they ravaged with injuries in 21 and 22? Absolutely. But these last 2 years, as a whole, they've been pretty healthy.
410-583-1057. Let's go out to Trey and Joppa. Trey, you're on the Fan.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's going on?
Mike Green, man. That's what's going on. Mm-hmm. Mike
looks a little
Green,
different, doesn't it?
Bro, let me tell you. The thing that we can talk about his pass rush arsenal, his motor, his bend, as you mentioned, Jason. He's heavy handed though, man.
Yeah.
When he strikes blocks, people joke.
Yeah.
And I think you know we when we talk about guys that are really good at one thing, this happened with Lamar. It's like Mike Green's such a good pass rusher. I don't know if he could set an edge. I don't know if he could play the run. The guy had 84 combined tackles last year, Marshall. You don't get 80 tackles not playing the run. You know what I mean? He's a three down guy, and I mean he's gonna bring something to, you know, just listening to him talk, you can tell he's, you know, paying his dues and cutting his teeth right now, but he's gonna bring an edge and personality to this defense, similar to Jair, I think. I think Mike Green is just, you know, he's waiting his turn and buying his time, but I mean, he's going to be an instant playmaker, somebody that you need in the fourth quarter to close a game.
But there you go. So
appreciate the call.
Is there not a – is he gone?
Yeah.
I think them bringing Brent Urban back tells me now they got even more dudes to set the edge. He can set the edge. I don't need him to set the edge. I got plenty of guys here who can set the edge. I want this dude fresh and rabid in the fourth quarter against a Mahomes, against a Burrow, against a Josh Allen, guys who can move, guys who can beat you with their legs and their arm. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need him doing the grunt work. Like, I'm not saying he can't do it, but like, I feel like they've got guys with thicker asses and thicker thighs and stronger shoulders who can do that stuff. I don't see anybody who could do what I saw Mike Green do from the first snap of that game the other night. Like, I think keeping him fresh and also keeping him from hitting that rookie wall, because he's not used to playing the number of volume games you play. And certainly he's not used to playing against the type of men he's playing against now. Like, he wasn't in the SEC.
No.
Like, so I get all that. And I see all that, but man, I think the role should be specialized.
What's impressed me, being out of camp as well, he's got a whole toolkit of moves. He does this one thing where he's got like this stutter step, which he just complete, and then the burst is so fast that it kind of lulls the tackle to sleep, and then he's boom by you.
Yeah, I want him fresh and twitched up. I don't need him playing first and 10 all the time. Not with regular. I mean, we got.
Not early.
It's also that point, but his snaps, you can keep Van Noy more fresh later on in the year with him being 33, 34 years old. So developing that sort of rotation is going to be big as well. And maybe Tavius Robinson gets more.
Tavius Robinson is playing a lot.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, in terms of pass rush situations, you're looking at that, a few weeks ago. Just maybe he gets more opportunity, too.
410-583-1057. Trippy, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up? Y'all must be was reading my mind, man, because I definitely was about to say T-Rob definitely going to get a lot of playing time this year. But I agree with Jason, though. Like, I'm high on Mike Green, but, like, let's don't just use him a lot. Like, let's use him on, like, passing situations. But I was going to call in and ask y'all about the guard situation, but I guess I agree with y'all. Like, we've been getting away with it. I mean, we know what the offense is going to do. The question is, when we get in the red zone, can we be able to, like, you know, score when we need to instead of kicking field goals, right? And then when you look at the defense, I mean, when I look at the defense, because I had to sit back and think to myself, like, why the Ravens keep losing? Now, I'm not blaming everything on the defense, but it's like, Even when the offense get like a turnover and the defense come back on the field like quick in a hurry, I feel like something bad always happens. So now I want to see like the defense be able to get turnovers more, you know, shorten the field for the offense so we can be able to get more points. And then if we at least have like a 2-score lead, maybe we could just keep running the ball. You know what I mean? So I don't know, but I know one thing though, man. I'm sitting back thinking, those first 4 games going to be tough. You got week 1 against Buffalo. Then you got week 2 against the Browns, the Lions week 3, week 4 the Chiefs. They all potential playoff teams. I mean, I know some people are going to laugh at the Browns, but we don't know what the Browns might do.
Well, they play well against us.
Right, so I want to see what the Ravens can do. Like, if y'all serious about what y'all say this year, like, let's get this home field advantage. Let's beat Buffalo. Let's beat KC. Because guess what? If we don't beat them, we got to go back when it's cold and all that. So I don't want to see that, but we'll see, man.
Hey,
that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks for the call, brother.
3-1 first 4 games. I think that's got to be that's what you're shooting for. If you do that, you're off and running.
You're in great shape. And if they were to somehow win both the Buffalo and Kansas City game of those 3 wins, then you're firmly in the driver's seat for the 1 seed.
Ravens back on the practice field today. We'll get an update from Cordell Woodland later in the show as he will join us at 5:30. He is out at one winning drive. But coming up next, time to get to the Orioles. Yeah, they're fun. All the young dudes. And what have we been seeing from Jackson Holliday of late? And should we be seeing less of Jackson Holliday? We'll explain next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.